But suppose we have developed, in the first place, mindfulness. Suppose we have developed all these wonderful and glorious positive emotions. Suppose we are individually a very aware, positive, responsible person. Supposing you're even a true individual, at least psychologically speaking. Supposing you've got as far as that, then what comes next? What is the next step after that? Once you've become aware and mindful and emotionally positive, well, the next step is death. The happy, healthy individual, which you now are or were, must die. Or in other words, the subject-object distinction itself must be transcended. The mundane individuality, pure and perfect though it may be, must be broken up. And here, the key practice is the recollection of the six elements. And the six elements, as I think we know, are earth, water, fire, air, ether or space, and consciousness. These are the six elements. And there are other practices also connected with the six elements. Other practices also which help us to break up our present, even aware, even emotionally positive, mundane individuality. Practices like recollection of impermanence, recollection of death, also the shunyata meditations, including the meditation on the Nidana chain. But these latter meditations, the shunyata meditations, the meditation on the Nidana chain, these can become rather abstract, not to say intellectual. The recollection of the six elements, the giving back of the earth element in our physical body to the earth element in the universe, the giving back of the water element in our physical body back into the water element into the universe, and so on, relinquishing in turn earth, water, fire, air, ether, space, even our so-called individual or individualized consciousness. This is the most concrete and most practical way of practicing at this particular level, this particular stage. This is the key practice here, the key practice for breaking up our sense of relative individuality. We can say even that this six-element practice is itself a shunyata meditation, because it helps us to realize the voidness of our own mundane individuality. It helps us to die. There are many translations for the word shunyata. Sometimes it's translated voidness, sometimes relativity. Gunther renders it as nothingness. But shunyata could well be rendered death, because it's the death of everything conditioned. And it's only when the conditioned individuality dies that the unconditioned individuality, as we can call it, begins to emerge. In meditation, we know, as we go deeper and deeper, we often experience a sort of great fear. Sometimes people shy away from this fear, but it is quite good to allow oneself to experience that fear. And the fear occurs when we feel what may be called the touch of shunyata, the touch of reality on the conditioned self. And the touch of reality on the conditioned self feels like death. In fact, it is death for the conditioned self. And so the conditioned self, so we feel afraid. Now, the recollection of the six elements and the other shunyata meditations are vipassana or insight meditations, whereas the mindfulness of breathing and the metta bhavana are shamatha or pacification type meditations. Shamatha develops and refines our conditioned individuality, but vipassana breaks down that individuality, or rather, perhaps we should say, it enables us to see right through it. But when the mundane self has died, what happens? What happens is, next, that what we may call, not very traditional language, the transcendental self arises. Out of that experience of the death of the conditioned self, the mundane self. And how does that transcendental self arise? It arises in the midst of the sky, in the midst of the void, where we see a lotus flower. And on the lotus flower, there's a seed in the form of a letter. This letter is what we call a bija mantra. And this bija mantra is transformed into a particular Buddha or Bodhisattva figure. And here, obviously, at this stage, we come onto the visualization practices. The visualized figure before you, the figure of a Buddha, the figure of a Bodhisattva, sublime and glorious though it may be, is in fact you, is the new you. You as you will be, if only you allow yourself to die. You may remember that when we do the full visualization practice, at least in certain forms, we recite and meditate upon, first of all, what is called the Shunyata mantra, which goes Om Swabhava Shuddha Sarvadharmaha Swabhava Shuddhohang, meaning Om, all things are pure by nature. I too am pure by nature. Here pure means void, means pure of all concepts, pure of all conditionality. Because we cannot be reborn without passing through death. To be a little elliptical, there's no Vajrayana without Mahayana. And Mahayana is the yana of Shunyata, the experience of Shunyata. And this is why my old friend and teacher, Mr. Chen, the Chan hermit, tantric hermit in Kalimpong, used to say, without the realization of Shunyata, the visualizations of the Vajrayana are only vulgar magic.